Susan Meyer had always believed the punishment should fit the crime. She first came to this conclusion when she discovered her husband Carl had been unfaithful. Since Carl had destroyed the love she had given him, Susan felt it was only appropriate she destroy the things he loved in return. One by one. But now, 3 years after their divorce, Susan was reunited with Carl once again.
Susan, are you listening to me?
As partners in a crime of their own.
This is insurance fraud. We could both go to jail. And we can't tell anyone we're getting married.
I know. I was listening to you.
Now, the prenup's all set. Sign it at the courthouse.
11:30 Wednesday morning, right?
Right. And your surgery's still on for Thursday?
Yep.
Good. The insurance kicks in the minute we say I do. You're set to go.
I know no one's asking me, but I think this whole thing is a tragic mistake, and I just don't have it in me to survive another ugly divorce.
Don't worry, honey. This time it is strictly a business arrangement.
It better be, because if I see so much as one lingering gaze between the two of you, I swear I'll go to the insurance company and turn you in.
So we shouldn't expect a wedding gift, huh?
Oh, can you grab me your wedding ring? I want to get it clean before the ceremony.
Is that really necessary? I mean, do we have to do the whole ring thing?
Of course we do. It's got to look believable.
Yeah, okay, well, I'll just grab something out of my jewelry box.
Susan, that ring was my grandmother's. One day it's going to be Julie's. Where is it?
I don't know. Exactly.
That was a family heirloom. I trusted you with it.
Well, I trusted you not to cheat on me and break my heart.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God. What did you do with it?
I threw it out my car window somewhere on Route 7.
What? When?
The night you abandoned me.
Suze!
Carl, you are so not allowed to get angry. I mean, I might have been the one to throw away the wedding ring, but you threw away the whole marriage. Hey, there was plenty of bad behavior that went on back then, so just get off your high horse. We're on the same page now, so we should just focus on that.